Hey, welcome everybody. It's the Power Pop Show getting underway here on KSCU and How.fm. Got a special edition cooked up for you today, all 70s Power Pop. Starting off in tribute to John Wicks, this band who's been very ill recently but is on the road to recovery, so we wish him well. Let's kick it off with the record, Starry Eyes. It's the Power Pop Show.
I wanna hold.
Power Pop Show, 1970s. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Power Pop Show. Call it a history lesson. The basics, Power Pop 101, whatever you want to call it. It's kind of fun to just, you know, dig up the roots of the great genre of Power Pop. So that's the theme of today's show. It's the 1970s. Dwight Twilley right there. 1976, first great record of his and first big single. I'm on Fire, Bram Tchaikovsky before that, going back to 1979, Girl of My Dreams, another power pop classic. We had the Undertones in there, Teenage Kicks, their biggest claim to fame back in the day. The records started us off with a true power pop classic, Starry Eyes, from their self-titled record, from the records. And good wishes out there with that track to John Wicks of the records, who's been very ill recently but is on the road to recovery. And I'm glad to see he is doing better. It was sad news to hear about some health issues with him. But he's doing better, and we wish him well. Starry Eyes started us off a classic, one of the probably perhaps my favorite classic power pop song, just oozing with melody and goodness. So, yeah, that's what's going on today. Power Pop Classics from the 70s. We're at facebook.com/powerpopshow. And I will have today's podcast, as always, posted up there this weekend. So feel free to check it out and share the love. And with that, how about a little Big Star? I can never go too far without a little Big Star. So says Paul Westerberg. Turn it up. Another Stone Cold Power Pop classic from 1974, Bad Finger, from their Wish You Were Here album, not to be confused with the Pink Floyd record of the same name, Just a Chance, Bad Finger. Love that track. Going all the way back to 1974 on the Power Pop show. Big Star before that, In the Street, from their number one record. Another Stone Cold classic. I'm pretty much, that's the playlist for today. Power Pop Classics. It doesn't get any better than that, and it's kind of nice to just get refreshed on the cornerstones of the genre. That's what it's all about today on the show, 70s Power Pop on the Power Pop show. And I got a good one for you now. Very obscure band from the early to mid-70s. They were just around for a scant few years, but they've been recently getting some press thanks to making Rolling Stone magazine's list of 20 rock albums that we loved in the 70s that you probably never heard of. Blue Ash is their name, from Youngstown, Ohio. And thanks to the digital age, a lot of their music has been resurrected. It's up on iTunes, and you can get at least compilations of their stuff. I don't know if their official albums are out there in digital format, but they have a few of them. But a very obscure band, a very cool band, nonetheless. They're called Blue Ash. Here is... I think the first song off their first record, going all the way back to 1973. It's called Abracadabra, Blue Ash.
Thank you.
Power Pop Show. Tribute to the 70s, Nick Lowe from the great Labor of Lust. 1979, Cruel to Be Kind. Blue Ash before that. Great little early 70s power pop nugget for you. Right now, let's go over to the UK. This is a band called The Motors. And a great track called Dancing the Night Away. It's the Power Pop Show. Turn it up.
Do anything you wanna do.
It's a tribute to the 70s on the Power Pop Show. You're soaking in it.
Can you honestly tell me that you forgot? Forgot the magnetism of Robin Zander or the charisma of Rick Nielsen?
That's kid stuff.
Kid stuff? How about the tunes? I want you to want me. The dream police. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right. But just seem a little bit weird. Surrender.
Thank you.
right, what tribute to 70s power pop would be complete without a little Cheap Trick? And there's a whole lot of Cheap Trick in that song. Great track there from their Heaven Tonight LP, Stiff Competition. Cheap Trick on the Power Pop Show. Yes, it is a tribute to 70s power pop and revisiting all those great classics. Kind of nice to do in one cohesive two-hour format. We had some 2020 before that, and their great debut record from 1979. Remember the Lightning was the track. Before 2020, a great mid-70s sort of pub rock power pop gem from Eddie and the Hot Rods, Do Anything You Want to Do. We had the Motors before that, going back to 1977. Great single they put out late that year called Dancing the Night Away. Some Nick Lowe, some Blue Ash, bunch of goodies in there for you. It is the Power Pop Show tribute to the 70s. I will have today's podcast up on the Facebook page later today. So if you just tune in and you're like, man, this is great hearing this old stuff, well, you can grab the full two-hour podcast. We'll be up at facebook.com/powerpopshow. Oh, I would say right around this time tomorrow. So check it out if you will. You're so inclined. It will be there for you. Hey, a quick local announcement for you here. This summer, the staff and management at Skylawn Funeral Home and Memorial Park would like to congratulate this year's graduating students. Remind listeners to be responsible and don't drink and drive. If you're planning on drinking at a graduation event coming up, please elect a designated driver. If you choose to drink at a party or family gathering, don't be afraid to hand over the keys or call a cab. This important message for safety and responsibility made possible by Skylawn Funeral Home and Memorial Park, located at Highway 92 and Skyline Boulevard above San Mateo. For more information, visit them online at skylawnmemorialpark.com. That is skylawnmemorialpark.com. They wish all listeners a bright, prosperous future and a safe summer season. And they're on the air because they care, and we thank them for that announcement. Back to the tribute here to some old school power pop, Plimsolls, Zero Hour. Dig it. The bells all linger, it's getting late. The train's pulling out, there's no time to waste. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. Staple your ticket and put on your shoes. Pack up your suitcase, there's no time to lose. Now you better move fast. Yeah, you better move fast. It's Pure, unadulterated, old-school, kick-ass power pop. It's Power Pop Show's tribute to the 1970s.
Could get inside her pants. So you She's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late.
There's a ringing in your brain, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't, but I do. And it's a teenage sadness everyone has got to taste, and in between her at last, and you're waiting till you think the time is right. 'Cause you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight.
So you start to make your play, 'cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. I should be telling you, good girls don't.
It's Power Pop Show's tribute to 1970s Power Pop. Of course, the Knack must make that collection there from 1979. They get the Knack LP, Good Girls Don't. Very fine track from the Knack. We had the Beat before that, also from 79. Sort of a landmark year for all that great skinny tie Power Pop type stuff. The Beat with their debut record and Walking Out on Love. We had some Joe Jackson before that, I'm the Man, title track from his record from 1979. Great song, I'm the Man, full of bursting power pop energy. Plimsoll's in there with Zero Hour before Joe Jackson. We also had some Cheap Trick in there, some 2020. Yes, all the classics of the genre. It's kind of nice to be playing them all in a nice two-hour set here. Got lots more to get to as we head toward the second half of the show. Going to go a little more on the obscure side here. This is a track that actually goes back to 1970. And I mentioned a little bit ago, I played a track from a pretty obscure band called Blue Ash, who's gotten a little music press in the recent weeks, thanks to a big article Rolling Stone put up called 20 Records That We Loved in the 70s That You Never Heard Before. The Blue Ash record, debut record, was on there. And that incidentally, I also included this band. They're called Krabby Appleton. And they're around for a very brief period in the early 70s. 1970 saw their debut record, which I think was a self-titled release, but featured this great track called Go Back. There's a little long-lost gem for you from 1970 in the Power Pop Show's tribute to the 70s. Krabby Appleton there.
And it's not hard to tell when you
I can't tell you what to do. begin.